Detroit. Yeah. Yeah, what I tell your ass about Jared Goff, boy? Don't put your hand out like that. Don't put your hand out like that.
You were just calling them dangerous last week, bro.
Dangerously and dangerously in Cancun. That's what I can tell you right now. I can tell you dangerously with their feet.
Don't switch your energy, bro. You were just calling them dangerous.
Bro, I called it first. They were beatable.
And then you went back on it, bro.
And I said they're the best team in the regular season.
No, honestly.
Scared. You flip-flop.
You can't really put blame on the team.
It's Jared Goff, bro.
Yeah.
I've been saying Jared Goff is shit, though.
Defense looks suspect.
We lost to Meek Robertson early. But yo, Jared Goff's pick, number one, was crazy. Yeah. His fumble was crazy. The pick at the right before half was crazy.
Why are we starting with fucking Detroit?
They're the best team in the league.
Bro, they got upset by Washington,
That's
bro.
A pretty big deal.
Jaden Daniels, bro. It's insane.
Why are you kissing your teeth, bro? You don't want to talk about the Baltimore thing first. I know you don't.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
You want to talk about Lamar Jackson choking once more?
Honestly, I don't know. That one is not on Lamar.
Yeah, chill, bro. Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Maybe the first half.
The first half. Yo, listen.
But then he redeemed himself. Yeah. So is it really a choke?
But did he fully redeem himself? I know he was
He tried his best to redeem himself.
But why he needed 8 points. He basically scored 8 points on
He's actually fortunate that they didn't score anything on those three turnovers that he had. He had three turnovers. They didn't score.
They scored one once.
He didn't have three, bro.
He had two. He had two. All right.
And Mark they did score on one.
Yeah.
Which one?
On the fumble.
Oh, yeah. They did.
So what are you talking about, bro?
I made a mistake.
The Von Miller one, right?
Made a mistake. The Von Miller return.
Yeah.
Off a duck fumble.
Yeah, but
he did play well in the second half, though. I will tip my cap.
The fumble was everybody's been slipping with the ball.
Yeah, that's just conditioning.
We saw it in the Rams game and we saw it in this game. So that one was a stupid play.
Conditions were a little worse in the Rams game,
though. I'll say this.
But yo, he made up for it and the fucking guy fumbled, bro.
Speaking of,
he didn't even fucking catch it.
Speaking of similarities between the Rams game and Baltimore, or not similarities, I'd say difference. Saquon's the better back.
Than Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
I mean.
Who's?
You're saying Saquon's better than Derrick Henry. I don't know who questioned that.
I mean, just the beginning of fantasy when we're doing our draft, man's like, yo, who skipped up on Derrick Henry?
Okay, bro. don't act like you do. He's going to rush for 2,000 yards, bro.
That's why I picked him, bro. That's exactly why I picked him. All right, bro.
Then you're getting a little too carried away.
I didn't think he'd rush for 2,000, but I thought he'd have a great season. I thought he'd have a great season.
I didn't think he'd have as great of a season as he did. And if he probably wasn't with Jalen Hurts, he'd probably be leading in touchdowns too. So he did his job, though. He saved the defense saved our bacon today.
Yeah,
Jalen's over here moving.
I don't know what's going on. He's hurt,
which I'm concerned about. That looks like a sprain, like an MCL sprain or some shit.
No, but even before that, though, what's he on, though?
Before that, what happened before that? Like,
he's just been playing like before the even that before that injury, he's playing like,
before that.
Shook.
He was perfectly fine.
No, he was not, bro.
He scampered for a 50-yard rushing touchdown today.
Okay. And he just ran the ball.
And the time of
throwing, I'm talking about throwing.
Time of injury was 13 for 18 with 120 yards. What more do you need?
It was not 120 yards, bro. It was like 106 or some shit.
Okay, bro. Fuck. 14 yards. I'm sorry. I was off 14 yards at the time of the injury.
Nah, man. You got to be worried about this guy's passing game, bro. Because when it comes to playing, let's say you play the Chiefs next week, they're good, bro.
It's just,
let's say you play the Chiefs and Spagnuolo shuts down the run on first and second down. You're cooked.
Yeah, but you play Spags, you're cooked anyways. Like,
you're
cooked.
That guy shouldn't be.
He doesn't. No, but people are. That's why they're on their seventh championship title in a row. Like that's why they're like that. They're good. They're trying to three-peat, Brandon. They're not a shit team. What are you doing over there with your head, bro?
No, but if you want to win,
you got to figure that out.
You have to.
But I think, I don't know, 3 weeks to the Super Bowl. You have lots of time to recover.
Does anybody think
Commanders could win?
They have a chance. The way Jaden Daniels is playing, bro, they have a chance.
Was that what you were about to ask him?
Yeah, bro.
All right, bro. I don't know what you're pissed off about right now, bro. I'm just trying to talk.
No, Jeff, you got to admit, they have a chance.
They're good, bro. They're good. Honestly, actually, I did not think
they have no chance whatsoever. Not even a fucking a single chance they have.
Against Philly? They beat Philly this year, no?
But so with Kenny Pickett Kenny playing, Pickett. Bro.
This I don't know. I don't know what better Jalen was today after.
Yeah, bro. Like, what do no we compare?
Was he good or was he bad, bro?
Kenny Pickett? What?
Who? Jalen Hurts. No, was he good or bad?
Brother, he got hurt. I'm saying after he got hurt, he was fucked. Yeah, he stood there and took a safety after he got
hurt. Yeah, that was bad.
He stood there and couldn't move.
It was almost a touchdown for the defense. Lucky he held on to that.
So, like, I'm concerned about his health is what I'm concerned about. Healthy Jalen, I ain't worried. Unhealthy Jalen, I'm concerned. Is that fair to say?
I don't think this guy could play in the cold weather, bro.
Healthy.
Healthy or not.
Healthy Jalen is what?
Jalen's a winner, man.
Healthy Jalen is a what? Like, top 15 quarterback?
Nah. It's a little disrespectful. Yeah, I'd say at least top 10.
He might be 9 or 10, but he's top 10. And he's a winner, bro.
So we got Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
What,
Joe Burrow.
I'm just trying to confirm it. Joe Burrow.
I'm not taking CJ Stroud over him.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not
I
I'm not taking CJ Jordan Stroud. Love over him.
No, hell no.
CJ Stroud's a little bit.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Not yet, bro.
That's crazy not to yet, say that bro. This early.
Matt Stafford.
I'll give Matt Stafford.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, no, I'll give him Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford is a dog, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Matt Stafford isn't a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Right now?
Yesterday. When? What else are we talking about?
He lost his duel, bro. And he keeps losing to Jalen, bro. So I don't know. He's like 0-4 against Jalen.
You mean he lost better, to Saquon, not Jalen?
He lost to Jalen before Saquon was there, though.
But today.
Okay. And then he lost to
He's losing to a team, bro.
I would rather have Jalen Hurts on my team right
he
now.
He didn't get out-dueled by Jalen Hurts.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay, Matthew Stafford, you're at 5?
All right. So, who else?
It's your list here.
What do you mean? I'm literally doing the list with everybody, bro.
I don't think there's... I mean, Aaron Rodgers? Okay, if we're not taking, not doing Aaron Rodgers, bro, like, well, who else actually is out there that's
here? I'll tell you right now,
talent worthy.
Talent worthy.
Are we going with Jay Herb? Are we sure about that?
I'm not taking Kyler Murray.
What about Justin Herbert? What about Justin Herbert?
I'm not taking Justin Herbert.
Okay, then how are we at 15, bro?
I'm not taking.
I asked if he was top 15, bro. I'm asking questions, bro.
I'm not taking Brock Purdy.
Mayfield. I'm taking Baker Mayfield.
Sorry. That's a little crazy. So
that's not crazy.
That's a little bit crazy.
He's not a winner, bro. Jalen Hurts is a winner.
Yeah.
Bro. He's a winner, bro. He's really? A winner.
A winner.
To make the plays when you need them, bro.
Bro, he just this is what he does, bro. He makes winning plays, bro.
He lost to Washington. Washington lost to fucking he played Washington closer than Detroit.
What when?
In the playoffs.
They lost by a field goal, is what he's referring to.
What are you lost about, bro?
Jalen lost to Washington in the playoffs?
What?
What are you talking
about? No, man.
Detroit, man.
He's saying Washington.
Yeah.
And the game against Bucks was close. And Baker beat Washington closer than Detroit lost to them. Get it?
Bro, we're not going to do the who wins, who loses shit. What the fuck is that? Baker's...
No, Baker like Washington not a better looked like they dominated Lions as opposed to Bucks being a close game.
Game, bro. It came down to a field goal.
Oh, yeah. What to say about that, man?
Nah, he's definitely top 10, bro.
I'd say Baker right now.
All right, even bro, if you say Baker,
even if you say Baker, legendary even if you season. Say Baker, he's top 7, bro.
Yeah. I'm not taking Sam Darnold. Hell no. Not Tua. Not Trevor Lawrence.
Can't take your boy Jared Goff either.
Not Russell Wilson.
Why you
going to
say my boy? He was never my boy. Detroit Lions was your team. You supported them.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott's not better than
Jalen Hurts. That's debatable.
I don't think he's
another
better.
Loser. Another
I
loser.
I said that because of Sonny.
Loser.
But is that losing on him or is it on the?
A lot
is
of it's
on the?
A lot,
is
a lot
it
of
on
it's
the Dallas
it's
Cowboys?
A lot of it's on him. Like
Dallas Cowboys cursed franchise.
Jared Goff doesn't have 3 picks.
Jerry
or 3
Jones.
Turnovers.
Jerry Jones cursing the franchise.
Jared Goff doesn't. Have 3 turnovers yesterday. That game's completely different, bro.
100%.
Let's talk about Jared Goff.
Of all,
I'm talking about Dak Prescott, bro.
The team around Jared Goff, like, bro, just insert 10% better quarterback. That team is unstoppable.
I don't even think they still would have won, man.
Are you kidding me,
their
bro?
Their defense is fucking garbage.
Put Jaden Daniels on that team. It's over.
Yeah,
it's a wrap.
Yeah, but Jaden Daniels just beat them. So what do you mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, a better quarterback than Jared Goff, that team is
unstoppable.
Don't sleep.
Washington has some good weapons on offense, though, too.
They do, bro. They're dangerous.
Is Jaden Daniels better than Jared?
No.
Not yet, no. Potentially, could be.
How long would it take?
If he makes it to the fucking Super Bowl?
I'll just be honest. Jalen Hurts doesn't do anything that's extraordinary, bro.
He's calm, bro. He makes winning plays, bro. He just doesn't make losing plays. Like Jordan Love makes losing plays. Herbert makes losing plays.
Getting safety in the end zone isn't a losing
play.
The
guy was hurt, bro.
Oh, everybody gets the excuse with him.
He was playing through an injury, bro.
He is, but you're saying he doesn't make losing plays. Like that fumble in the Super Bowl. That's a losing play.
In 2022, bro?
Let's be real.
Lamar had losing plays today, too. Like,
I did not say that no one else makes losing plays, bro. I did not say no one else makes losing plays.
Jalen makes losing plays, but he makes more winning plays than he does losing plays. Like, if I articulate it like that, is that
same thing with Lamar. Makes a lot more winning plays.
And then he does losing plays.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold makes more losing plays than he does winning plays. Jared Goff makes more losing plays than he does winning plays.
In these high-pressure situations, you can't have guys like that. Like, Jared Goff, he's a great pocket passer, but as soon as you get pressure, it's over.
Look at him, bro. Look how good of a season they had.
Look at that first pick that he threw to Khalif Raymond when he was aiming for him.
Fucking duck.
Like, the pressure, you could tell the pressure was getting to him just behind him.
Duck, and then he got crunched.
Yeah.
And then he got
that
fucking
low-key concussed him. That's why he played shit the rest of the game.
Are we that surprised, though?
Not really. I'm surprised that Commanders actually
I'm surprised Commanders
are the ones to do it.
I would be less surprised if it was like Eagles, to be honest.
But I kind of felt like Detroit would lose.
Honestly, if it was any other team, we wouldn't be surprised that made the playoffs.
Jane Downs is playing a hell of a game.
Literally just because he's a rookie.
He's good, though. And he's good, though.
He's great, bro.
He's great, yeah.
Honestly, they shouldn't have even put Montgomery in the game, bro. Like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs definitely owe him some apologies.
Yo, my bad, bro. Honestly.
The best running backs in the league wear number 26, bro. I'm telling you.
All right, bro. You're glazing a little too hard right now. Like, you're glazing crazy right now.
Why do you like Jim? Same, bro.
You know, no, you good, bro. You good. You good, bro. You good. I was just... But Jahmyr Gibbs, bro. Cameron, frontline, bro. I apologize, dude. I said Montgomery's better than you, but like, fuck. Every time that dude touched the ball, it was actually electric.
It was bad.
It was a bad, bro. It was.
They called me crazy when I said it to start the season.
I didn't think he'd be that nice, though. Still.
Nah, he's actually seen it, crazy.
Why do you think I say he was going to be better than
him? Damn, bro. Jordan Love probably going to win a Super Bowl next year, then.
I literally said he was going to be better.
Yeah, Jordan Love probably.
Oh, yeah. What about Anthony Richardson? Is he even going to be a starting quarterback next year?
He sucks. I fucked up there. I'm not even saying I have good
predictions. Bro, your predictions are the worst, bro.
No.
Nah, you have the worst batting percentage.
That's crazy.
You said Joe Burrow was going to be the reason they're bad. So.
Yeah, that one was a crazy
I said they
game.
Will miss the playoffs.
You said the Two reason things. That
Add
they
the
will
full
miss.
Context, buddy.
Yeah.
Be real. Be real for once, man. You come in here and you just fucking be fake. What's that all about, Jack?
Brother.
Bro, you did specifically say that Joe Burrow is going to be
That was my midseason crazy take, which was completely wrong.
Was it even midseason?
The fourth week of the season, completely wrong. But before the season, I said, I think Cincinnati doesn't make the playoffs.
Okay, that's right. One.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, well, that's not that bad. I said the Steelers would go plus 500.
That's not even.
Is that an achievement?
Automatic is what that shit is. This shit is automatic.
They always go plus 500. And what did they do?
They lost to the Ravens.
It's a good what did they do before that, bro? I swear before that, you were saying, Russ, he's back.
Chill, I wasn't moving.
They're nice.
No. Did you not say they're nice? I wasn't glazing, bro. Please, bro. Come on, bro. Yo, you know I wasn't lazy this year, bro.
You were, bro.
This year I wasn't lazy. You know that. You know that.
What about Atlanta? Don't talk about wrong picks. Remember? Oh, now you forgot. Just Atlanta. Admit you can't predict shit, bro.
I think
other than, oh yeah, Eagles are gonna be great. Fucking say it every year. Eventually they're gonna be good, bro.
They've been good for the past few years.
You said they're going to the Super Bowl last year, dude.
AJ Brown got hurt. Playoffs.
That was it.
Star receiver, you know.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, now you guys definitely don't need AJ Brown. Clearly.
No, we do, bro. I promise, bro, we still
need... You don't need him, bro.
You need him on the
this
field,
this guy
man.
Drops... What do you mean, yeah, man? I know if Saquon is running for 205 yards, bro, you don't need AJ
Saquon
Brown.
Saquon picks up where we don't, you know, capitalize on. And then when Saquon...
It's not about... Bro, Saquon breaks
stuff,
out. He's a fucking playmaker. He just
Saquon
broke
gets,
out.
Remember that time when AJ Brown was complaining? Midseason?
Talking about he should off. Be fucking complaining right now that his hands are broken.
I don't know how he dropped that pass.
Like, what is wrong with
that
this
That was another
guy,
cuck drop. See...
He made up for it, though. He made a clutch catch.
The first down?
Bro's got to stop reading slant. Practice catching on the sideline.
Bro, that book is great.
Bro. I know you said this before, but all right, man.
Sorry, I just forgot if I didn't let people know.
But anyways, so, man. Who do you guys blame for the...
The Ravens loss?
I have to do that blame Andrews, man.
Obviously, man. I That's mean, fucking yeah. perfect pass, perfect play
And then
call.
The fumble before that. Like, you
then
fumble.
You see, okay.
And you have a two-point conversion drop.
With 1 minute 30 left?
I would have preferred if Lamar took the shot to Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone.
But yo,
that been
nah,
but
why would you mean you prefer, bro? That was the right play, bro.
It was obviously the right play, but look, hindsight.
Look, you can't say hindsight, bro. You can't even say that, bro. Mark Andrews is not shit.
Yo, if
he made
I,
a bad
shit now,
if
bro.
If I go over his stats, Lamar, 18 for 25, 254 yards, two touchdowns, a pick, a fumble. And
it's not bad stats,
39
bro.
Rushing yards. Get a pass rate of 114.
It's not bad stats, bro.
Can Lamar have cleaned up some things? Yes, but who do I blame the game on currently?
Mark Andrews, for sure.
I'd blame the pick. Like, the pick was just retarded.
His pick? That's whatever, though, man.
Nah, that was a stupid
It
pass.
Was, it was. But, yo, in hindsight...
That's something like, yo, what are you doing?
I know, but...
The fumble, I just feel like that was...
The pick was early, though.
It was so early. It was so early that it was slightly insignificant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fumble was at a big time.
Yeah.
Well, it was the fact that they were also driving.
Yeah, 8 minutes left, bro. They were driving.
Yeah,
they
were driving.
Quarter.
The ball was... The game was in their control at that time. But, I mean, whatever. The play happened. It is what it is. He made good plays in the second
Honestly,
half.
Honestly, I feel like the pick kind of helped them because then Buffalo's like, yo, let's just make this guy throw. Kept him in the pocket, and he was throwing dots after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, he's improved.
Bateman got injured. That was Zay Flowers.
But it didn't matter. They scored, bro. All of that shit, they still yeah. scored. And
so what I'm saying is, who deserves the MVP?
Josh Allen, I see.
Why,
but they're going
not,
off
they're
regular
judging,
season.
Yeah, they're not judging
so
off this shit here.
They're probably going to go Lamar if they're going off regular season.
Yeah,
stats are too crazy still.
What?
They're
judging what?
Regular season.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Stats are too crazy still.
Because, yo, even if you see, look, Josh Allen was 16 for 22, 127 yards.
Yeah, but he did what he had to do,
two
though.
Two rushing touchdowns?
Yeah, no, those rushing touchdowns are crazy still.
That and the fact that, like, Josh Allen didn't
control
need to
the
be
game,
yeah,
bro.
He controlled the game, bro. Like, he was in control.
The like, only not at one point did they look like their offense was, like, you know.
There was just
confused.
A couple of stuffs that the Ravens got that bailed them out.
Would have blew that game way open.
If he was really a guy, they would have scored that touchdown.
If he was a guy, he would have threw over 200 yards.
No, man. It's not about the yards, bro. It's not about the yards, man. It's about the win. And I feel like even Josh Allen, maybe he would have went
yo,
down
yo,
and scored.
Whatever. He wins this game, and if he goes
all
next
all
week
for
and
not.
Loses.
All for not.
What the fuck? What is it? What is it really? What is that?
I think this time he beats Patrick Mahomes, bro.
I don't think so, bro.
Why do you think
that? That team is healthy, bro.
I just think too many times they played. Josh Allen's always been on the short end of the stick.
Yeah, he's going to stay
there.
Pause.
Where is the offensive firepower? Like, you saw it today. They don't really
But they're so similar to KC in so many ways.
Not really, though.
No, they have different running backs.
They just run the ball against a not great running defense today. I think Kansas City shuts down the run.
You think Ravens don't have a good run defense?
I don't think they're that good. Ravens' defense all year has been a little touch suspect.
Nah, man. When it comes to the run, they can shut it down.
Couldn't do it today.
I don't know.
But when you have options at running back like that, it confuses defense because you're thinking you're playing one running back when they're running. The next one is for passing.
All I know is Kansas City, man. They got Travis Kelce playing like he's 25.
again.
That guy's so iffy too, man. One game he goes off for.
He's right.
117 yards.
But not in the playoffs, though.
That bro, he broke Jerry Rice's record. Man.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
Nobody really fucking around doing that shit. You nobody breaking Jerry Rice's records and shit.
Yeah, bro.
I still think Josh Allen has a masterclass.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I don't see that happen.
I think they confuse him, bro.
We'll see.
I think Spags confuses him.
I don't know. I think they played Spags enough to know.
Spags ain't one of those guys.
You could say it could go the other way. They play him so much, they know him so well. They know exactly.
It'll be a good game for sure.
Great game, yeah. I mean, Kansas City or Baltimore, Kansas City and Buffalo is what we all expected as a championship game in the fucking AFC. I didn't expect NFC East to have the
Washington.
Yeah, I didn't expect Washington. Yeah. Nobody did. Come
on. Bro. If you guys lose to Washington, they'll be fucked up, bro.
I don't think so. The NFL doesn't want that shit either.
Why not?
That's a big story, bro. It's a
crazy
story. It's a way bigger story than fucking Eagles right now.
Man, Saquon go to a new team after there was fumbled around.
It's not as Cinderella story-esque as Jaden Daniels leading his team to the Super Bowl.
Jaden Daniels ain't getting his shoe tomorrow or next week, bro. They ain't finding
tomorrow?
Shoe. Next week. You can get in the shoe next week. They good, though. Their defense is also suspect.
Man, I just feel like this is a perfect setup for easy three-peats.
Oh, yeah.
Easy three-peats. You just see it. You just see it.
Yo, didn't you just say Buffalo's going to win there?
Well, it's set up in Chiefs' advantage right now for a three-peat because, obviously, they've been there twice. They have one more game to make it there again.
Just like that.
I still believe Buffalo could win, though.
Do you think Buffalo's going to win?
No. I don't think Buffalo.
I think it'll be close.
I don't think anybody has a chance against the Chiefs, really.
Even you guys?
No. Hear me out. I think a healthy Detroit Lions team would. And I think an Eagles team would.
I still think of Buffalo.
Y'all took some hits on defense, bro.
Yeah, I know Q went down, but if we can get through next game, at least we get 2 weeks off.
It'll be a tough next game.
The Q went down and they started exposing.
The thing is, all these teams right now, they have a really good rushing attack and a good defense.
So he wins championships, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a reliable quarterback.
We simply lost the last Super Bowl we were in because our defense was shit.
Yeah.
Like Sonny said.
Fuck, that was so anticlimactic.
The way that ended?
Yeah, it was fucking like, come on. Fucking drop 2-point conversion. The fuck is that?
I would rather have seen them not score.
At that point, bro,
than to lose like that.
Like, what's going on? And then we see fucking Washington beat Detroit.
Yeah.
What is going on, really?
It was a good game, though.
Yeah, but...
Like, it was a good game.
Like, football. You just know Eagles are going to win. At least, like, can we have it a little bit...
You never know, bro. Anything could happen in playoff football.
He's going to be the only...
Everybody thought Detroit was an easy win.
Well, I mean, I didn't take Commanders. I thought they were going to win because I think Detroit is some cucks, but I think...
It's a pretty crazy call, still.
But you didn't say they were going to win.
But I took them on game day because I realized they were going to win.
What?
You got the vision.
I got the vision.
What made you realize
What made me realize that?
Yes. Think hard.
Jared Goff was going to have a day, bro.
Yeah, he's bound to have a day, bro. Same thing with Sam Darnold.
It's what he does, man. It's what he does.
These idiots really said, yeah, see you next week.
They meant it, though.
Fucking.
They meant it.
Both lose, bro.
They meant it.
What is that?
Cancun, all NFC North.
We didn't even talk about the Minnesota game because we fucking recorded it before.
Yeah, well, that's just Stafford being Stafford. McVay.
Yeah,
masterclass.
Man, I'm telling you though, if that Eagles game was not snowing, if that weather was different, that would have been a completely different game, man. Completely
then
different.
And the Rams kind of cracked the code towards the end of the game with a no huddle offense.
Yeah, Rams are next year, watch out, bro. Watch the fuck out. They're going to be a problem. That defense is crazy.
Anytime you have Sean McVay, bro.
I don't know how they have such a good pass rusher, though, today.
Jared Verse. Insane.
Fuck that guy.
Insane.
Aaron Donald's 2.0.
That guy's actually fried.
I really don't know how the pass rush was that crazy. Like, I thought last week it was just a...
Jalen Carter's a dog, though.
He's a guy. Yeah. Yeah, she is a guy. Game wrecker. Yeah, she is a game wrecker. Yeah. He saved the day, bro.
Yeah.
That sack was the day. The punch out fumble was the day.
He's all paying good odds on the sack too.
Huh?
To get a sack, he was paying good odds. One? Yeah.
Word. Nah, he's perennial still. I ain't gonna lie. He's
took Reed Blankenship over tackles and he got it.
Yeah. But that was he would replace Fletcher really well though.
Yeah.
In the middle there. That was Fletcher's thing.
It's probably low-key better, to be honest. It's an upgrade.
Yeah. You know who? There's a guy, Jordan Davis. They said he would be like... This fucking sucks.
It's fuck. Almost as bad as the other guy, bro.
Yeah.
Huff? Bryce Huff?
That guy fucking wasted money. Should have just signed Hassan, bro. Should have just signed Hassan. Hassan would have been fine in the system. With Vic? Easy. Cash money. Bryce is just hard to work with.
Who do you think is going to break out next year? And not, don't.
I got to say.
Please do not say Chicago. Like a team other than your own team.
Yeah, I know the Commanders are in the championship.
I think Broncos. Mm-hmm. Couple more pieces, that team. And Bo Nix getting better.
Another receiver, man.
I just don't like.
I don't like the Broncos.
That team, I don't believe it.
No, I just hate Denver. There's something about them.
Yeah, I think I have a bias hate.
Yeah, they're just such a musty, dusty team to me, bro.
No, just take away Denver. Just think about the pieces and Sean Payton. Good defense, great defense.
They overachieved this year.
Yeah, with Bolt, fucking rookie quarterback, yeah. Bolt Nix, another stud.
What about you?
I know the Commanders are already overachieving, but I think the Commanders are actually going to have another back-to-back good year. I think there won't be any sophomore slump. I think they'll even... probably get a couple more defensive pieces. I mean, they did their thing. They got Lattimore.
Challenge
they got
for the Super Bowl.
They're in the championship game, bro.
Next year, bro.
I think they're good enough to do that again.
Yeah, like that's what you think?
Yeah, I think they're good enough to do that again.
And you
really
think that with Broncos?
Not to challenge for the Super Bowl, but definitely at least divisional.
Because every year there's a team that we do not expect.
Yeah.
That was Washington this year.
But like,
and Denver, man. To even make the playoffs.
Like, I've been waiting for Washington's bubble to burst all season. Like, you know what I mean?
Hasn't happened.
Have a come down where it's like, oh, yeah, they're just Washington. But they just haven't done it. So if they're able to, and they added Marshawn Lattimore, which, didn't he have a pick yesterday? Did he have one?
I don't even know still.
I'll double check that. But either way, their defense is vastly improved. They got that. They got Luvu, who's a dog. And I think they just add a couple more pieces. Bobby Wagner's there. On the back end of that defense, they could be an actual serious problem. Because they start shutting people down. They allowed 31 points yesterday. They just put up 45. So, I mean, it wasn't even fucking close. But they're able to get that down to like 20 points.
Got
to
see what happens with coaches, too.
Yeah. Kingsbury there. Was he on?
He's in the Washington right now.
Yeah. Kingsbury's the offensive coordinator in Washington. Yeah. Dan Quinn. They got some good shit going on.
Joe Brady. Like, all these offensive coordinators are getting, and defensive coordinators are getting interviewed.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Ravens next year.
We always say that, though, bro. Like,
yo, I actually wanted Ravens.
I
wanted them to
win, bro.
I actually want them to do well at this point.
I actually thought they were going to win, to be honest.
The reason why I say that is because Lamar actually played good in two playoff games.
He definitely cracked the code.
He was not the reason they lost.
No.
They should have actually... Bro, that was a clutch play. Like, that's season on the line.
Bro, he drove them down almost 90 yards down the field.
Mark Andrews is supreme.
That is literally shit Brady Manning would do on a regular.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shit.
So, when you're playing like at that level, it's bound. You're bound to get to it. And that, bro.
Are you, though?
The reason why I say this is because Chiefs are going to win this year. In my opinion, that's a three-peat.
Yeah.
They're not four-peating. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not four-fucking-peating. So, yeah.
If they four-peat, then that's...
It's just not even fun no more.
Something's going to fall off next year. So, someone else has to break through. Josh,
I think that Buffalo team just needs a couple weapons.
Like, they just need one solid, reliable receiver.
Look,
bro,
they got Kincaid.
It's whatever.
Bust. Keon Coleman, barely use him.
They get Amari Cooper. What the hell is that guy even doing, bro? I don't know what they're doing with Amari Cooper, though.
He used to be elite, bro. It's not used to be it, but I think he's still good.
I don't know what happened to him. They're just not using him.
I think he's still good.
Nah, I don't think he's that good anymore.
But how is
something's up?
I don't know. Something's up there.
Something's up. So like, you see that? I don't
just like Deontay Johnson.
Another one.
That guy barely even played.
Well, he started acting like a diva and shit, and that's why he got the cold shoulder.
Yeah, but yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see Josh Allen being the player they need him to be.
Is it him, though? That's the problem?
I don't think it's him, man.
They call him whatever, bro. Like, you're not...
Bro, because he's a guy.
Still. You're not getting... You have weapons that with untapped potential. Like, Keon Coleman, untapped potential. Kincaid.
I don't think Keon Coleman is that good, though, bro. Like...
But first that was your first compared to these pick.
Well, yeah.
Compared to the other rookie receivers in this class.
Well, those guys are great, though, man. I mean, Brian Thomas is great, bro.
Brian Thomas, Malik Nehmer, even Rome did better than him.
I guess they whiffed on the pick. Whatever. They're not getting a high pick next year, so.
I don't even know if they whiffed on it. Keon Coleman was good. He was good in college. I feel like they just don't even target him.
Okay, so then there you go. Like, so this is just something like Lamar, he's actually utilizing all of his players.
I don't know if it's even a Lamar, though. Like, what I mean is game planning. Game planning. We watched today. Amari's on the field. He gets a target. He's off. What's going on?
Whatever. Then? They're getting targeted in the Ravens. They're getting the weapons are getting targeted on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't
that.
Fuck.
That only means one thing. He's not clicking with the playbook. He's not understanding the play.
And he's not conforming to what they need him to do, probably.
Who? Allen?
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Oh, and, that's usually what it means for a receiver. That's what it means,
exactly. Oh, like, he's not doing what we need him to do exactly. Maybe he's not as good.
What about Keon Coleman? I don't know. Bro, they're a run-centric team. And
now, yeah.
Yeah. With Josh Allen, how are you a run-centric team? Man? Like, that doesn't make sense.
How? Yeah, Look at him now, bro. Look at him. They're running straight-up quarterback powers for the motherfucker now. Back in the day, they would try to like do some fancy shit, bootleg. Now it's just, bro, we're just going to run a match.
Bro, the Ravens are a run-centric team, but fucking Lamar has second most in yards and everything. Touchdowns, passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, Buffalo's game changed this year. Like, they decided that they want to win in the trenches.
Yeah.
They made that a conscious thing. We want to win between the numbers.
That's realistically how you win games, though, especially in the playoffs. You want to run that
grit,
clock out.
You want to grit. I mean, Derrick Henry's the guy to do that, too.
But that's like their whole game plan now.
Buffalo?
Not really. They still have the bootleg Josh
Allen. Talking about Buffalo? They just be straight up running powers, bro. They don't give a fuck, bro. They're running a straight up sweep and shit now. Like, we're just going to pull the guard and have Deion Dawkins run out in front of him and just try to fucking sweep everybody out the way. He's breaking every arm tackle. At this point.
But yeah, so I'm saying that because I don't see anyone else doing it.
Yeah.
Oh. Bengals.
Yeah.
So either going to be Bengals or Ravens.
Bengals got a lot to work on.
If they keep their
team, bro.
Yeah.
They got so much to work on, though.
They fixed their defense towards then.
What do they have to work on?
Their whole entire defense, except for Henderson.
That is it.
They fixed their defense towards then, bro.
Huh?
It's not that easy, though, bro. The offensive line there is fucking suspect, too, though, man. I forget, they got all these, they paid big money for the offensive line and they're still.
It's always suspect, but like it doesn't affect Joe Burrow.
Yo, but it
clearly does.
But year after year getting beat up, bro, eventually that shit gets you, man.
Bro, not everybody's Andrew Luck, man.
Yeah. No, he's already had some.
But also, everybody's not Matthew Stafford.
Tell me Joe Burrow can't be Matthew Stafford?
I don't know. I don't think he's Matthew Stafford, toughest motherfucker I know, bro. Quarterback position. That guy's actually crazy tough.
Yeah.
If Joe Burrow reaches his potential, he's better. He'll be way better than Matthew Stafford.
I didn't say Matthew Stafford would be better than Joe Burrow.
Toughest.
Like, grittiest. Like, get the fucking snot knocked out of you, get up and still play.
Joe Burrow ain't tough.
He is tough.
Joe Burrow's tough.
I don't think he's dislocated shoulder playing on fourth down against the Browns tough.
Why does he have to get his shoulder dislocated?
That's what happened to
Matt Stafford. but he doesn't mean he has to get it.
I'm just saying, though. Like, that's a different level of tough, bro. That's fucking crazy tough.
And to throw the, not even just hand it off, man, threw the fucking touchdown.
And won
the
game, bro. Not saying Joe Burrow ain't good or tough. I'm just saying Matthew Stafford tough is crazy. And that's what happens when you get beat up.
Okay, so he's not the toughest player. You're comparing him to the toughest quarterback probably playing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if he's the second toughest? Is that good enough for you?
With that offensive line, I don't know if it will be.
Second toughest guy? Is that good enough for you, bro? I don't know if it will
be, though, like with that offensive line.
Yeah, whatever. You figure out the offensive line. Figure out the
and the whole defense. Like, not one piece. The whole thing.
They're not that bad, bro. Yeah, they're not that bad. They improved it, bro.
He led the league in sacks.
How do you lead the league in sacks and also lead and play the way they play?
And let up the most points.
Bro, that's fucked.
Like, but you're saying that they replace the whole defense. I'm saying there's people.
You got to work on secondary. You said
they have to work on the whole defense,
except for Hendrickson.
Yeah. One bright spot. They have some players, bro. They got some people
like Wilson. I don't know, the drop tackler got.
They have different skill. But yo, what's tougher, Jeff? Fucking fixing your defense and your O-line, or you know, having a good quarterback, a fucking star wide receiver. You know, the tough, very tough questions that they already answered.
They're in position to do what they need to do, but they're about to. They're either gonna pay T right now, or they're gonna lose him.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is gonna be that's a big deal.
Just draft another guy.
I think they need T on that team, bro.
They could spread it out, bro.
I think they need T on that team. I think they need T, bro.
For them to be that dominant, you need T.
Their whole offense changed when T got healthy this year. They hit another fucking gear. Like, they hit another gear with that shit.
Joe Burrow could figure it out, man. The thing is, you go into the season with the game plan knowing T's there. Now, if T leaves, then you adjust your game plan to not having T.
Yeah, but also that shuts down Ja'Marr Chase.
You'll never shut down Ja'Marr Chase.
He just puts a lot more pressure on him. It does.
He's good. He's great. He's
great.
Answer that.
He's number one.
It's just like Jay Jets, bro. Like, no one can stop him.
Yeah, Minnesota with an actual real bona fide quarterback this year, probably still playing.
Exactly.
Probably still playing.
Real bona fide?
Yeah, like a real certified winner. A winner. Not a loser. A winner. They probably
call Sam Darnold a loser, bro.
The guy lost, bro.
He didn't. That doesn't make him a loser.
He didn't play well when it matters, Sonny. He didn't play well
against
the Rams.
And that's the story of Sam Darnold,
He didn't
bro.
Play well against the Rams in Week 18.
He didn't play well when he got drafted.
Hella tough on this.
No, man. Oh, he's got too many chances, bro. How many chances is he going to get?
So this year was a failure for him?
No.
All right,
obviously
then.
Not. It's a
great
big progression.
Progress.
His roof is different.
Progress because he's what, 27? The guy was drafted when he was what, 20 years old, 19 years old? He couldn't make advantage of that opportunity. Went to Carolina. Couldn't make advantage of that opportunity.
He played good on Carolina.
And where did that get him, bro?
Well, I don't know what the fuck Carolina's doing. They had both Baker and Sam Darnold, and they played great when they left. So maybe that's a Carolina thing.
Well, maybe Carolina's better off now.
They did the same shit with Chase Young, bro.
You mean Bryce Young?
Bryce Young.
They would have, yeah, they're in the same spot as the Vikings.
They're fucking over his career too.
Yeah,
but look at him now.
Either way, though.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold didn't play well enough to get a bye week, then played the next week, didn't play well.
Exactly. When it mattered.
That's on him, bro. That's it. That's
so
all
what?
It. What? Cut and dry.
So what, bro? He's still a loser, a good quarterback. Whoa, why you got, bro? He had a great year, man. That was a great year for him.
Bro, you can see, we get back into this. You can have them as all the stats that you want, bro.
You need to win. You can have a great year and be a loser still.
You need to win. It's not all about stats, bro.
So Baker's a loser too?
He lost, yeah, bro, unfortunately.
What about last year? Beat the Eagles. Took Detroit pretty far.
Yeah, it's good progression for him, bro.
I mean, Baker makes a better
Baker,
quarterback.
Yeah, I take Baker over Sam, easily, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to call him a loser, though?
All right, bro, he's a partial loser.
Just because they're not winning the
Super Bowl. I think what Brandon and I are trying to say is Sam Darnold's a bigger loser. He is, though.
Bigger loser, bro.
He is, though, because he just loses when it matters.
Like Jared Goff, though.
Like
he's gone to a Super Bowl.
And lost.
Yo, how many bad seasons has Jared Goff had, bro?
So is Jalen Hurts the loser? Because he hasn't won a Super Bowl. Yeah,
but he wins a lot. He wins a lot.
He wins a lot more than those guys, bro. Way more than those guys. What are you talking about, bro?
Like, I'll give you an example, bro. Jaden Daniels is a winner.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud was a winner last year, but is he still a winner this year?
He's getting back to 500.
He still won a playoff game.
Some
could argue the refs took him out of another playoff game.
So just because he's 500, he's a winner.
I think he's a bigger winner than Sam Darnold, yes.
I'm just saying the word loser is like, what do you mean? What does that
what
mean? Does it,
what defines a loser?
Yeah, what defines
a loser? A guy who makes a lot of losing plays.
What about all the winning plays he made all year,
It bro? Doesn't matter about all year, Sonny. All year is pointless.
I don't get the fucking definition, bro.
Okay, so hear me out. CJ Stroud
makes a lot of losing plays. I'll tell you, Jalen Hurts makes more winning plays than losing plays.
Just hear me out for a second. I think CJ Stroud's a winner because I don't think he played in a losing fashion yesterday. I think his team...
But he played in a losing fashion.
And a good example today.
Majority of the year.
A good example today, Lamar is not a loser. He played like a fucking winner when they needed him the most.
But he just happened to lose.
But yo, those the
Sam Darnold caused his team to lose, bro. In those
Lamar did not cost his game.
Lamar did that last season.
We're talking about today, bro.
Right now.
Okay, so it's just what you do recently.
Lamar in his career is a winner. But he loses when it matters.
Baker's not a winner?
I can't say he is.
He has 2 playoff wins, 2 losses. 3 losses.
So he's under 500. So he's technically not a winner then.
Lamar's under 500.
So he's technically not a winner either.
So that's how we're rocking. That's how we're rocking.
If you have if you're comparing these quarterbacks to somebody who's had so many failed opportunities on different teams, Jets, Carolina.
It's the Jets, though.
No, man. It can't always just be like it has to be the player sometimes.
The Jets, bro.
The man said he was seeing ghosts on the field and throwing 3-4 picks a game, Sonny.
This was a great redemption year. I wouldn't call a guy a loser because he did. Bro, no one thought he was even going to be good this year, bro.
The reason is because he's shit.
But he did not play shit.
But when it counted, it's old Sam Darnold, bro. It's classic vintage Sam Darnold, the same quarterback that got drafted. What was it? First, second overall?
Might have been first.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it was.
Second or third.
He was a top 5 pick.
I think you got too tough on these quarterbacks, man. Like, they have a good year. He overachieved, and you're still calling him loose.
He just didn't do what he needed to. He didn't play up to the caliber that he created.
Listen, we expected, I don't know about you guys, but I know Jeffrey did. We expected Sam Darnold to have a classic Sam Darnold game. And when we say classic Sam Darnold game, we mean what he did against Rams and the week before that. When you say like a different quarterback, Mahomes or Lamar, a classic Lamar game, you think about
great game.
50 rushing yards, 1 rushing touchdown, 300 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. That's a Lamar-type classic game.
So winner, man.
We can only say recently.
What's Purdy? Purdy's a winner.
He's more of a winner than Sam Darnold, yeah.
Why you gotta say that? Like, just say winner or loser, not fucking more. I'm just saying, like,
career-wise, doesn't he have more playoff wins than Sam Darnold?
Why? I'm not trying to compare him with Sam Darnold. I'm just asking.
Okay, does he have more playoff wins than losses?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Lamar doesn't have that. Like, so what really defines him?
I don't think there's anything concrete, though.
I think it's not only overall.
I'm going to keep it a stat because.
Bro, I'm going to be real with fucking Sam Darnold. That was his first playoff game. He lost. A lot of people lose their first playoff game.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts lost his first playoff game. You fucking loser for that?
He wasn't.
Lamar lost his first.
I think for being such a veteran, bro, like you've been in the league for so long. What excuse do you have at this point to play that bad? What excuse is there?
It's one game,
to
man.
Go 14 for 40. There's no excuse for that, bro.
But yo, overall, his season, he won. He had a great year.
So good of a year that the Vikings are thinking of moving on.
Yeah, they have a rookie, man. They drafted him.
Yeah, but like, bro, do you not
agree with that, though?
If Sam Darnold took them and was still playing today, do you think we'd even be discussing moving on from him?
Maybe.
No, not maybe, bro. They're going to stick with who the fuck is winning in the playoffs.
But then what would they do with J.J. McCarthy?
Keep him on the bench.
Yes, yeah, so eventually move on.
Yes, but I'm talking about immediately move on.
So do you not agree with what I'm saying? Like, he did not have, like, this season was not a success for him?
He might find success on a different team. Like, if he's talking about getting paid, yeah, sure.
No, I mean, like, was this a successful season for him?
It was a successful season
for his career,
So I would have caught.
He's still like below top 15.
Yeah, but before that, he was like 30. Before that, he wasn't even like.
And this is only it's one progress, season.
Man. He played good.
Like, it's one season you're basing it off of, too, with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, all these fucking.
Addison.
All these fucking receivers. A good running game. That was a good team. Solid defense. Yeah, like.
It was a good team, man. Minnesota had a good team. Like a lot of weapons.
Kirk Cousins couldn't do that shit. Fucking garbage, man.
I mean, like, he literally ended up the same way as Sam Darnold. So.
Oh, man. Don't say that shit, bro. The guy did not make the playoffs. It's different when you make the playoffs, bro.
Did he not
bro.
Make the playoffs with Vikings and lose?
The year before?
Not last year. Then
they lost the Giants the year before.
Yeah. That's
fucking way worse, bro. Guy lost to Daniel Jones, bro. Ended up
the same way.
Bro lost to Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah, well, that was when Dable was coach of the year, so he was on a run.
Doesn't matter, bro. The guy lost to Daniel.
That's crazy. Jones. You're gonna discredit him because they lost. They both got a loss. You're just gonna discredit him because he lost to Daniel Jones.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's actually
insane. Are you not going
to
do that?
When Sam Darnold's had opportunity after opportunity to become fucking good in the league, and now he finally does it?
They both suck. How about that? I can chalk it up with Kirk
Sam
Cousins.
Sam Darnold is way better than Kirk Cousins right now.
Right now,
obviously.
Right now, it's fair. Kirk's coming off a fucking Achilles tear, though, bro.
No one says that for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't get that excuse.
Aaron Rodgers.
What the fuck excuse? Well, for what? What are we going to excuse him from what?
He's giving the excuse, bro. I'm not giving the excuse. He's saying it.
Aaron Rodgers is top 10 all time. Kirk isn't.
So he doesn't get the excuse.
Nah,
he better. Same fucking injury.
Yeah, he better get in the weight room, boy.
Same fucking injury, but he doesn't get the excuse.
Come on. Yeah, no. I don't know.
I don't understand where we're going with Sam Darnold. Yeah, it's a good year for him.
He's just saying he had a good
year. But what the fuck is it going to do for him going forward?
Maybe land him a job. Maybe land him a job somewhere.
That's it. He's going to get him a contract. It's just going to be another. I mean,
you
could have
said the same shit about Baker, but look how he's going. He's bona fide starter right there. And he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, but he earned it with his playoff win. He played good when it mattered. Actually, Jaden Daniels just drove down the field and won that game. They should have low-key almost won that game against Washington. Because of Baker, though, Vikings lost both their games because of Sam Darnold. That's the biggest difference.
I'm just saying, man. You got to when a guy plays good, you got to give him credit.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold
played well.
It's because he lost the biggest game. Not even big. It's a fucking playoff game.
No, I agree. When somebody plays good, you got to give them their credit. But when they play bad, you have to give them
their critique.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Like, come on. Be realistic about the situation.
I'm not fucking comparing him to any of the really good quarterbacks.
If that was Jalen Hurts that had that performance, you'd be shitting all over him, bro. From top to bottom.
He's already gone to the Super Bowl. He was already an MVP conversation, you know?
Or if any other quarterback had that performance, bro, you would not be saying that. You'd be blaming it all on the quarterback.
Just Jared Goff had a similar performance. I'm not blaming him. Not really.
You should, though.
Nah.
How, though? How can't you blame
the defense played bad, too, bro, towards the end. They couldn't hold up. A lot of it is on injuries.
It's because the offense turned the ball over, bro.
Bro, right before half, him throwing that pick in the end zone was crazy.
Just seen that route, bro.
It was the good. It was. He should have went flatter. He should have went flatter. But either way, it happened, and it was
50-50, bro. James Williams, what are you doing, bro? You beat him.
But he went. I know he went to the boundary.
The fuck are you doing? Or you could have given 50-50. Whatever.
It's a terrible number two.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like. Not too tough on these quarterbacks.
Okay, all right, bro.
Sam Darnold is not a rookie anymore,
not
bro.
Not tough enough on your own quarterback.
Me? I'm tough on Jalen.
You know what I'm talking
about. You're going to compare fucking Caleb to Sam Darnold after Sam Darnold's been in the league for so long?
All I'm saying is you were saying Jaden Daniels was not rookie of the year and not looking at him.
Okay, what the fuck does that have to do with Sam Darnold, though?
I'm just saying you don't critique your own quarterback like critique Sam
Darnold. Compared to Sam Darnold, he's fucking light years ahead, bro. light years ahead. If you want to compare fucking careers, anything.
Let's just compare this season.
Yeah, one got carried by their team when it mattered the most. Shit and laid an egg. Shit and laid an egg on the field and saw ghosts again.
I don't want to get, we don't, we're not going to get into this today. Saying, we're not going to get into this
today. I'm just saying, he was saying we got to give them criticism when they deserve it. Have you given Caleb any criticism?
Yes. He has a lot of criticism, but what's, he still deserves a lot of credit criticism? For his holding the ball too long.
Anything else?
I'd say that's his
He shouldn't be painting his nails.
That's off the field shit.
Okay.
I'm talking about on the field shit. Just holding the ball too long and overthrowing.
How about always sighing and shit on the fucking sideline?
That's, again, off the field shit. Talking about his play. Not going 14 for 40 in a fucking playoff game.
What about always throwing his overthrowing his receivers?
If you didn't hear what I just said, I said that.
He did. He did say that was one of his. He whispered it, but he did say it. He did say that overthrowing. So you think he's gonna figure that out?
Of course.
Like
when we get Ben Johnson, of course.
Ben ain't going there, bro.
Yeah, he is. Watch.
He doesn't want to lose anymore, bro.
All right, bet.
Okay, if it
it's
was
all good. It's easy to say all of that now, bro.
Oh my god,
that's fine.
Brandon.
It's okay, bro. It's okay. Be confident. Eagles are in the playoffs. I know how you move when they're like that. So yeah. We'll allow you for this time around because we know the regular routine of Jeff when it comes to Eagles in the playoffs.
What happens if they lose another Super Bowl, bro?
What happens if they lose to Washington?
They won't lose to Washington.
That's a whole other thing. We could discuss
That's a conversation I don't really even want to entertain right now. Really.
If they lose a Super Bowl.
What are you going to say, though?
If they lose? I don't know.
Lose a Super Bowl, you think they need to make changes?
If they lose to Kansas City, I think
I don't think fine. So. Yeah.
It's only Kansas City, though. If we lose to Buffalo, we have a problem. If somehow Buffalo wins. Somehow they win.
Losing the Super Bowl twice is just crazy. Especially if you haven't won yet. Like,
yeah, but
imagine making it to the Super Bowl four times in a row and losing.
That's why they could never believe in the Bills.
That is
What honestly is
that? That's cursed. That's cursed.
It's literally cursed.
That's what you call a loser.
Yeah, a losing franchise. Loser, bro. So is Detroit, though, bro. Don't sleep. That's a poverty franchise. They just won a little bit.
They turned it around. They're turning it around.
Injuries, man. But like, yo.
No, that culture is turning it around, man.
Fucking poor Dan Campbell, man. Sucks for him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Coaches, at that point, you can't be out there throwing the ball and shit. You can only do so much.
Sucks for him, man. Good guy.
Ben Johnson called a great fucking game, too.
Okay, if you weren't, who would be your second on your list if you don't get Ben Johnson?
Either, I wouldn't mind Mike McCarthy, to be honest.
Why?
I feel like if you get
for what you did with Dak,
I feel like Dak is shit, in my opinion. McCarthy.
Yo, was Dak that bad before McCarthy got there, bro? He's not bad.
He had a good rookie season, but like McCarthy turned him into MVP caliber.
Man, he got hurt, man. He got hurt.
Yeah, but McCarthy turned him into MVP caliber, bro.
I don't think you could just say it's just Mike McCarthy, bro.
Oh, well, I can't say that, but I can connect the dots. When McCarthy got there, he was playing MVP level football.
It's not a bad argument.
Like, come on,
that's
bro.
Not that terrible, bro. Yo.
He won Rookie of the Year.
Like, you're saying he's good.
He's always been good. They got CeeDee Lamb. Like, a lot of shit happened.
Bro, got to give credit to
McCarthy.
Offensive coordinators,
is not a bad
bro.
Coach. He's not a bad coach.
If you get Mike McCarthy, you guys are gonna go for like another 10 years of not doing anything.
Yo, he does that though.
He does that bullshit. I would rather like Ben Johnson or Joe Brady.
Do you think Ben Johnson's prepared to be a head
or
coach?
Or Todd Monken.
Is Ben Johnson prepared to be a head coach, though?
I think under Dan Campbell, yes.
Yeah, he's definitely. He's leaving.
Okay. No, I think he's.
After this loss, he's leaving. Like, whatever, bro.
He's leaving, though. He's leaving 100%. But, like, do you think he's prepared? I always have this concern for offensive.
Well, he signed his agent who's from Chicago and is a big Chicago Bears person.
Have you guys met him recently yet or no?
Yeah, we interviewed him.
Okay.
Today we just interviewed Eddie George in person.
I heard about that.
So we did. We cleared the Ronnie rule.
The running back?
Oh, the Rooney rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they just went. They just interviewed black guys.
So now we can hire a coach tomorrow. So we might even get an update as early as tomorrow.
That's what they do, bro.
Since Detroit lost, we might get an update as early as tomorrow.
That is true. Yeah, because they're out. Yeah. They weren't updated before. Shit. Are you honestly, bro? Yo, Richard, I hope you get Ben Johnson.
Hopefully, bro.
Yeah, but yo, if you get Ben Johnson, no excuse, right?
There's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
You have to at least appear.
Of course. They have to, bro.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves here now.
They have to do something. It can't get any worse, bro.
You guys
still can't get
say
any that.
You still don't say, take that back, bro.
You guys say,
take that back, bro.
You guys,
please take that back.
It could
Brandon,
get worse.
No, it can't, bro.
Brandon,
it can't.
I'm trying to save you here, bro.
It cannot get any worse.
It can, bro.
I'm convinced it cannot get any worse.
Why? How could you, bro?
It's been so
bad. It always gets worse with you guys somehow, man.
Can't get any worse.
But the reality is, man, I do hope you guys actually have success. But yo, your division's still good, man. Like, let's not pretend like those guys. Jordan Love is still going to be
good. Detroit's still going to be good.
Yeah, and Green Bay actually
gets some fucking receivers.
Which they never have, though. They didn't even do it for Aaron. It just turned out that Davante Adams turned up being... Yeah, but do you remember where they drafted Davante Adams, bro?
Whatever, as long as
it worked out.
If one of these guys turned into Davante Adams, yeah.
Yeah.
Good with that.
It's not going to happen, bro.
Exactly. That's not going to happen. But they should.
They need another pickup like Josh Jacobs, like receiver-wise, though.
T. Higgins?
Yeah.
T. Higgins would be...
That'll be a problem.
That'll be a problem still. T. Higgins would be a problem.
So,
but I mean, as long as Jordan Love's gunslinging... Not too worried. Yeah, man. Throw the game away.
Y'all know, bro. You get him a weapon, that's it.
What I know is he got fucking packed up.
Damn, bro. Now he's really taking shots at both your quarterbacks.
What?
What are you talking about, bro?
I didn't say anything about Lamar, bro.
Damn, Lamar's your second? Thought it was Drake May.
What did I say about Drake May, bro?
Oh, no, I just thought, like...
What did you say about Drake May?
I said nothing, bro.
What did he say about Drake May?
I didn't hear him say anything fully.
So then why did you say he said something?
This guy's just trying to instigate, bro. I'm telling you, he moves different when Eagles are in the playoffs, bro.
I know, bro.
Actually moves
it. I know, bro.
Stop, bro. Why are you guys trying to say shit as if Jalen's not hurt right now?
Yeah.
You're the one saying shit like he's not hurt right now.
His fucking name.
Bro, you guys are crazy. I would never try to slander any of my brothers.
Stop lying, bro.
Please, bro. Come on.
Stop lying, bro.
You know me, bro. Sonny.
All I know is
we better beat the Commanders. Okay, bro. We'll take care of that.
No, right? Not that.
That too, though.
Not that. Dwarlow with a good receiver. Lights up. Good progress, bro. That's the thing. You guys always criticize people when they lose in the playoffs. But this is what builds character.
Yeah, throwing picks builds a lot of character.
Yeah, I was criticizing back with the picks, but yeah. The season to be honest.
Picks is part of the
game. Thing is, if picks you play a good game as a quarterback like Lamar, and you make one mistake early, but you make up for it with two touchdowns in a game like that.
You expect everybody's trajectory to be like this.
It's not, bro. Lamar started off bad, too.
Exactly.
But Jordan Love has done it twice bad, back-to-back.
Lamar did the same fucking thing.
No,
he lost to the Chargers playing like an idiot, and then he lost to the Titans playing like an idiot.
And Jordan Love does it throughout the regular season. That's the difference. Lamar doesn't.
He's also not Lamar.
When did Lamar lose to the Chargers?
His first playoffs.
Oh, years ago. Okay.
We were talking about that.
Yeah. No, I don't know what I was thinking there, to be honest. Who was the quarterback at the time there? Was it Philip Rivers though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back then. Well,
that was a long time ago. Shit.
Even Andrew Luck, bro. His first year was pretty shit.
Radnor. On the dot.
Like I guess you can just be like, yo, let's just wrap it up.
What do you mean?
You can just say that, bro.
I can just say those words?
Let's just it's better than, hey, yeah, we're on an hour. Hey, guys.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Give me like five.
On the dot.
Give me 5 seconds of silence so we can merge it. Yeah, so I was just thinking, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, now you have to make it fucking...
What?
Whatever, bro. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Go Eagles, go, motherfucker. Go Eagles, motherfucking go,
I
man.
Have one question.
Yeah. Yo, last time you asked one question, bro, we had another hour.
Just don't fucking... What's up with you? Why are you going to keep mentioning the Titans?
Can you just let him ask the question, bro? Like,
come on, bro.
We know Eagles are in the playoffs, bro. Relax, man. Hey,
bro, I know you need to go home and fucking pray to your
watch highlights.
Jalen Hurts shrine.
What is wrong with you guys?
Is that what you're growing right now?
You guys actually
Jalen Hurts goatee?
You guys
is that what you're growing right now?
How is that funny, bro? How is that funny? How is that funny?
Hey, Jalen. Look at me, Jalen.
Man probably ordered the book that AJ Brown was reading.
155,000%.
I didn't order, but I'm going to read it next.
There you go.
I'm going to read it next.
You're going to highlight it.
It's a top-selling book on Amazon.
Man, AJ Brown's hilarious. Trying to make it all convincing and shit. He's like, look, I fucking highlighted it. I underlined it as well. I love it.
But that's
this.
How I read too, though.
Why do you need to do that, bro?
My dog, bro.
Fuck out of here. You don't act like you go back to a book and like, I've got to find that highlighted paragraph.
I've highlighted in books. I've never once gone back.
Everybody. Yeah, like, yeah,
I've never once gone back, though.
I'll do it for show, bro. But yeah, my question is, if Patrick Mahomes does what he probably should do, which is three-peats.
Not yet.
Hello.
He needs one more.
If.
He needs one more.
He does it.
He needs one more.
Not yet. Yeah, but
I didn't say he's better.
Is he considered? Yeah.
No. Like, how far along? Like, what left?
He needs one more.
One more.
Yeah, I'd give him five.
Five?
He needs one more. I think five. With one more? Yeah, for sure.
Three P and five. And
then he's better.
Yeah.
Than Tom Brady.
I would say he's better.
Damn. That's crazy.
The only deciding factor that I would give Tom Brady the edge in is that Tom Brady beat him every single time that he's played him.
When it mattered.
Maybe if Tom Brady played today, he'd probably still beat him. Like with a full season. Full season.
He would not beat him, bro. He's an old fucking man.
No, he's just a guy.
Yeah, not Tom Brady.
He's just a guy.
Will he be better or not, bro? If he wins another one.
I would tell people that Patrick Mahomes is better than Tom Brady if he does.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, though? Because then
in that short of a time, he could leap Tom Brady.
Well, look what he's done. Though.
Yeah, no, it is insane, bro.
It's not like he's actually been fucked.
Like, this is way closer than the Jordan and LeBron debate.
Way closer. The man is about to three-peat, bro.
It's also the same era, like-ish.
You know they played each other, bro.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Like, LeBron wasn't playing Michael Jordan.
In the playoffs.
Either way, their ages, they're so far apart. Playing-wise.
They met in the playoffs. They met in the Super Bowl.
Bro, a couple times, Patrick Mahomes hasn't made the Super Bowl just because of Tom Brady. That's just like real life. And his only Super Bowl loss.
One time.
The overtime game?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then his only loss.
But then you also got to consider that was his first fucking year playing.
Yeah, but then his only loss in the Super Bowl is also Tom Brady.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
Aside from that,
that was a bad old line.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of excuses like that. That overtime loss, he didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
It was literally just a coin flip.
Same thing with Bills when they lost to Chiefs.
Yeah, but they've had so many times.
I don't know, man. We could make excuses for everybody at the end of the day.
We could. But either way, though, he hasn't lost anybody but Tom Brady.
That's pretty good.
And maybe Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow has that over him.
But he beat Joe Burrow
but he beat Joe Burrow.
Yeah, after. He got his get back. You know what I mean? He never really got
time. They're tied.
Joe Burrow hasn't won shit.
Since.
Should have won that Super Bowl.
Matthew Stafford was due.
Aaron Donald was the reason.
He wrecked that playoff stretch, bro.
That season was
against San Fran too,
bro.
Against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Best defender of all time. I don't give a fuck.
That's weight room shit, though.
Let's get out.
All right.
Yeah.
Catch y'all next week, man. Go Eagles. Peace. Go.